Wildea Tausch begins now. So, Tausch, has anything changed your opinion on this?
On what?
On the Jaden Daniels discussion, on where you feel like, where are Jordan Love's elevators? You know, you said an elevator guy, and you know, you love your elevator analogy, which I think is one of the greatest you've ever come up with, and that's saying something. Sure. But you were talking about elevating a team, which
I did. Yeah.
And I don't know that he did that this season significantly. Do you?
I don't think he did. No, and that was the part that I think you can look at from a frustration standpoint as a Packer fan. Jaden Daniels and why this conversation, it's not clickbaity, and I've noticed a few. I have not been able to do the YouTube stuff, but just on Twitter and some other places, is this a serious conversation? Jaden Daniels has elevated his team. Josh Allen elevated his team.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously Patrick Mahomes, I don't even know what to say about him. It's been a weird year. I'm never picking against him. I learned lessons, even though I really want Buffalo to win. I'm not picking against him. Lamar Jackson, you have a lot of guys that have done that. And Jordan Love did that last season. He did not this year. I don't know how anybody, the most ardent Packer fans, the biggest homers, I don't know how you could possibly make that argument. And the question is, do you think he still can? And my answer is yes. I do think those injuries affected you. I think this whole prospect of what he needs to do. A, you got to get healthy, but B, I think Matt LaFleur, it's a big offseason for Matt, trying to figure out what is this puzzle going to look like with Josh Jacobs, and now what are you going to do? Is it Devonta? Is there somebody else that you have that you can get as a security blanket for your QB? All of those questions still have to be answered, but this year was not the rocket that I was hoping you built off of last year. At best, you stayed on the platform. You definitely didn't roll off with a bunch of fire blowing up. It was you didn't blow up, but you didn't take off. You sat there. And I don't know. That's not exactly what we were hoping for as Packer fans.
We will see how you are responding to this conversation, in addition to calling it clickbaity. Coming up next, want to remind you, Gruber Law Offices, you see David all around town. I saw his smiling face on a billboard on our way to Eau Claire for the girls' gymnastics meet over the weekend. He's everywhere, and that's because he and his firm are the best in the business. Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all. 414-276-6666, 414-276-6666. Go to the website, find out all the great causes they support, all the your favorite teams that they support, but more importantly, find out about their record of winning. If you have to make that call, and I hope you never have to, but if you do, there's one call to make. 414-276-6666, Gruber Law Offices. More of our conversation next. It's Wildea and Tausch.
This is Wildea and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
The conversation continues in the YouTube comments, so if you haven't subscribed to either ESPN Milwaukee or ESPN Madison on YouTube, the dwellers, there's a more familial bond in the ESPN Madison. A lot of good conversation there. Not quite as much in the Milwaukee one, so let's elevate our game there in Milwaukee.
Why do you think that is?
Interesting. Jason, you gave Jesse all kinds of grief for calling them dwellers, and now you're basically saying that the ESPN Madison is more, I don't want to put
more collegial,
more friendly.
Friendlier. Getting a lot of, is this a real topic? Let's move on. You know, that kind of thing.
Move on from which part? What are we moving on from?
From the conversation.
The Jaden Daniels. I think you... So, Jason, correct me if I'm wrong, but
one
of the things you like about doing this, thank you,
You're
is
wrong.
There's jumping off points.
Yes. Or
instead of it just being, hey, man, how's Jordan Love looking? That's not as intriguing. Having that comp with someone who, by the way, it's very fair to make the comp because Jordan, it's one more year, and I would say Jaden Daniels has been consistently better. I don't love having to say that, but it's just that's what I see. It's what I've noticed. And Jordan Love, I think he has all the tools to do what he needs. Now, can you say that Jaden Daniels and the system that Kingsbury brought is more easily and more quarterback friendly? Yes. But I'm saying that is because that triple option and that read option and all with what he brings with his speed and his athleticism, it really strains the defense. And we always say we want easy throws
that
for
is
our
true.
Quarterback. Washington has given him more easy throws than what Matt LaFleur and
this
the
year for
Packers
sure.
gave. That's what I'm judging it on, Jason.
Don't,
you can
don't
judge
you
things
think...
from 4 years ago, and there's a lot of guys that aren't in the league. A lot of coaches ain't in the league. It's a what have you done for me lately world, brother. And
thank you,
what we've
sister.
Seen
back-to-back days with a brother.
This last year, it has not been as good. Period, Finn.
Yeah, so my question is, we were talking about Matt LaFleur in glowing terms and how he was scheming guys open. And this goes back to, it's never just one thing. How much of Jordan Love's, however you want to view his season, not as good as the previous year, regression, not enough progress, how injury, addled, whatever you want to call it. To me, the biggest challenge is how do you get back to an offense where you and me and Bulaga and everyone who's watching it is going, God, how'd that guy get so wide open? God, there's nobody even, like, remember when he first got here and we were looking and going, oh, my God, they just completed this pass to Devontae, and there's no one, if you're watching on television, there's no one else in the picture. Right.
Well, let's bring Devontae back and have.
Well,
that
it's
more.
Yes, but there were even as recently as last season, I think there were some catches that Luke Musgrave had where you were like, "Where is everybody?" Like he's like
Why
the fresh
is Luke
prince.
Musgrave tripping when he caught.
Well, also true. That's that would question. Also occur on the same play. But my point is that did you see that as a Packers fan as frequently
no.
this year as you did last year?
The answer is no, you just didn't.
Right.
For whatever reason.
And then that leads to other questions about what does Jordan Love need for the offense to do for him to allow him to be the best version of himself? Right?
What because, can LaFleur do for you? I mean, that's the question that Jordan Love is asking.
Right. For those who are curious about the poll question, which QB would you rather have leading the Packers? 942 votes in. Jaden Daniels, 55.2. Jordan Love, 44.8. So, again, this is more of a conversation than just a simple poll question, but those are your results
Let me tell you something. If you start adding salary into that, this would be a canyon. It just would.
Tausch, tell us a little bit about Quick Trip.
Do you agree?
Look, I am not going to be prisoner of the moment guy when it comes to the contract. I'm going to be consistent on that and say that that is the cost of doing business in today's NFL. And Jaden Daniels, based on what he has done, if he sustains this, will be way more expensive eventually.
Jason, it's not what I asked. I said, would the poll be a canyon if you factored in
no,
salary?
No, it wouldn't be. Wouldn't be. Wouldn't be a canyon.
Life
get your Get your camera fixed, you
Jason's
jack wagon.
Full of baloney. Quick Trip gets it that Jason's full of baloney.
Baloney for
busy.
Sale! bologna for sale.
They've got
bologna and coffee and bakery and grab-and-go meals. And, oh, boy, Quick Trip's your go-to. Variety and quality and fast service. Quick Trip's team is all about making your day easier and better. Clean restrooms to fresh groceries and everything in between. Quick Trip's got you covered. Plus, they got ATMs and free air. Free air! But those aren't the only perks. You got Nature's Touch Butter, $2.99 a pack. Assorted varieties of bagels, 99 cents or 3 for $2.79. And don't forget about chicken, $6.99 whole roasted chickens on Mondays. Today's Wednesday, I think, right? Or is today Tuesday?
Wednesday.
8-piece fried chicken or chicken tenders on special for $9.99. You can heat up those cold winter days with a bag of soup. That is on special for $6.99 on Tuesdays. Or you can get the Cheese Mountain Pizzas for $6.99 or $9.99 with the specialty crust. Download the Quick Rewards app. Take advantage of all that Quick Trip has to offer. Order ahead for pickup or curbside delivery. Quick Trip, we'll see you next time.
Uncle Homer joins us next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Whatever you do, make sure you do it right. Whatever you do, make sure you do it right. You're making love or starting the schoolyard fight. Make sure, make sure, make sure you do it right. Make sure, make sure, make sure you do it right. Whatever you do, make sure you do it right. Drive a truck, fix a car, dig a ditch or you play guitar. Build a house, read a book when it's time to party or time to cook. Make sure you do it right. Whatever you do, make sure you do it right.
Over Seton Hall, not that we're going to talk about it because he doesn't think we should. It is the voice of Marquette men's basketball, the host of the Homer Hour, and the co-host of God Talk, My Faith with Homer and Pip. It is Steve the Homer. True Homer, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. I'm in a bit of a quandary.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Quandary.
Well, I made my greatest prediction ever when I said Matt LaFleur was Steve Mariucci. And for LaFleur's 5 years, literally identical, almost exactly the same. But the 49ers fired Mariucci after 5 years. So LaFleur is going into an area that Mariucci never had. So I'm not sure what to do now. I mean, I know my prediction can't be as good. And I don't have, I gotta come up with something else.
What are you thinking?
What are you thinking? Your mind's always working. What I'm thinking is they're still the same. They're good, but not good enough. And it's hard to be in that situation. Teams have been like, yeah, the Packers are going to make the playoffs, but there's nothing special, field tilter on the Green Bay Packers team unless someone does it. Now it could be Jordan Love. It could be LaFleur. It could be Goody. They're all good, but not good enough. And who's on the team that's a field tilter? And they brought in two very good players last year. So the best hope is really the team statistically was very close to 2009. Top 10 offense and defense, and then got even better defensively in 10. But I don't think they have. They don't have Aaron Rodgers. They don't have Charles Woodson. They don't have. Was it Collins on the team then too?
No, they have Charles Woodson. I was told last year they were going to have Charles Woodson, and it actually that prediction isn't as dumb as I thought it was when I first heard.
That's the problem. He's good, but not that good.
You wrote the article
on the team. What?
Jason, is he that good?
I never said he was as good as a Pro Football Hall of Famer.
I'm with you, Jason.
No, there's no way Jason said that. There's no way.
He compared him to Charles Woodson, the impact. He did.
I'll have to look.
Jason, did you not? I mean, I could check the State Journal archives and pull it up.
Yeah, I'm going to
check
it.
Or I can just trust you.
Yeah, you do
that.
Tell me what you said. No, you do that. So, Homer.
I'm not going to.
I didn't think so. Check the tape, check the archives.
The impact is not the same in terms of leadership, yes. That's to say, yes, he has done that. But you got to tilt the field. Who tilts the field on this team or will do it next year? I mean, it's possible. It's not like they're going to be horrible. They're making the playoffs. They're going to be, but they, not good enough, as we know, in terms of what it takes to be a player. And be
okay,
one of the
so
elite. And,
so to prevent him from being Steve Mariucci, what
right.
do the Green Bay Packers have to do to be that team? Jordan
better,
Love
better
has to play at a higher level yeah. than he is. If you watched the.
Yeah.
Playoffs to this point, the teams, this is going to be brilliant, get brace yourself, the teams whose quarterbacks played well advanced, and the teams whose quarterbacks made mistakes and turned the ball over didn't. So Jordan Love obviously has to play at a much higher level for them to be a Super Bowl championship team. Duh. What else has
to happen? And the defenses have also
Uh-oh.
Been better. I think we need to emphasize
Uh-oh. Now-
what?
I got bad news for you, Jason. I just went to, now that I have access to Gronk and Gronk 2.0.
Oh, no.
I just point blank asked, did Jason Wilde compare Charles Woodson and Xavier McKinney? And the answer came back like that. Yes, Jason Wilde did compare Charles Woodson and Xavier McKinney. In an article published on September 28th, Wilde drew comparisons between the two, discussed how Xavier McKinney possesses some of the best qualities of Charles Woodson. He highlighted his leadership and his abilities to understand and anticipate offensive plays, much like Woodson was known during his playing days with the G&G. Thank you, Gronk, for proving my point. Next.
I'm sorry, did Gronk have the part where I compared him as a talent to being as good as a Pro Football Hall of Famer? Because that was the debate, Grocky.
That's what Gronk just said, yeah.
That's not. I didn't hear anything. Did you forget a paragraph from Gronk?
I did, no. You made some comparisons, but not in terms of him being that level of player
mm-hmm.
on the field.
Mm-hmm.
That's the fact. We all know that.
We love AI.
It's a good job, Dausch.
He didn't do anything other than ask Gronk.
Right. The other thing I want to say is I want to be on record, and I could be wrong on this. This garbage about sense of urgency. Please understand, this is Goody telling the players and everybody on the team, I've built the team good enough. Now you got to go out and do it. He's not going out and making some big deal. He never has. First of all, he doesn't trade. Second of all, he'll go free agency. But last year he got two incredibly good moves because the teams he was dealing with were idiots. And so I'm expecting the urgency he's speaking of is looking at those players and say, now go get the job done. You're good enough to get it done. Now go do it. Not that he needs to dramatically improve the team. I don't think he believes that for one second.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
And I don't think he's going to do anything dramatic because of that.
I am curious what he truly believes about his front four and his pass rush. Because if he...
he believes in him. Hell yes. I drafted him. Of course. I'll be Goody for you. Come on. Give him time. You didn't believe in Gary after how? What did he look like after a year or two? Huh?
Hmm. Yeah, I didn't believe in him. And now I'm questioning again whether I believe in him.
Well, but could you check his stats, sir? I believe the number of sacks in his performance increased dramatically from what you saw in the first couple of years where Van Ness is right now. Would that be accurate, sir?
Yeah, he played a lot less than Van Ness did.
Okay, well.
So that's got to be factored in as well.
I haven't checked the percentage of how much less he played, things like that, but that's true. I'll give you that much. But, I mean, anyone that doesn't believe or thinks that Goody has lost faith in his players is wrong in a big way. This is about them performing to the level that he knows they're capable of. Because that's why he's got him on the team. That's what this is about.
If you're saying that Goody believes he's got the players to be a Super Bowl team, then what else do you think has to happen?
Well,
besides Jordan Love
elevating
his game.
Elevating his game. I'm sure he'll add. He's going to need a cornerback because Jair's gone. And I think he certainly would feel like he could use a wide receiver. All the things people have said. But I'm saying don't expect anything huge. His comment was not about what needs to be added. It was about what's here and the level they need to perform.
Hmm.
So that, you know, the discussion of the players that you brought up. I mean, Devontae Adams would seem to me as a possibility because he would fit kind of like the last two, and they would
and they know him,
be
and yeah,
sort
they
of
know
deal.
What he's about and all
right,
that stuff.
Right, right. And they're not trading for him. Or do, right,
no.
He gets released and he's a free agent. Right.
Although now Aaron Glenn is getting that job, there's reports that it might be keeping old 12 around.
I would stick around. Yeah, I would.
I would too.
Wouldn't you? Yeah.
You're taking that big old cap hit. Yeah, if he wants to play, I would keep him around for another year. Why not? Keep Devontae, build off of it, draft a young guy, let it rip, right?
Yeah,
keep
I'm with
Nathaniel
you on that.
Hackett.
What
I
is
don't
his
think
problem?
That's gonna happen.
Okay, Oof, like
Nathaniel
Rodgers
Hackett.
Is usually a pretty good judge of talent, or did you just want somebody to suck up to him? Like the guy's really bad, isn't he? I mean, hasn't he failed at everything in every place he's been?
Everywhere except for in Green Bay during his time as the non-play calling offensive coordinator. For the Packers,
right.
He was bad in Buffalo.
Right.
He was obviously things did not go well in Denver or in New York. So yeah, I don't have a good answer for you, but
well, proving that I, as I stated, could have been Rodgers' quarterback coach, I could clearly have done as well as he's done horribly ever since. Right? I mean, it reaffirms my
position. No, you'd be worse, but it wouldn't be by the margin that you'd like it to be.
Okay, I'll live with that.
All right, Homer, there's another aspect of this that I'm curious about, and you mentioned the urgency thing and what Goody had said. The other right. half of that quote is, as you are pointing out of what he believes about this roster, that this team is ready to compete for championships.
Yeah, right.
Do you think
yeah.
he's right?
No, but that's the way GMs are. I mean, there's no evidence to believe that he's right. I mean, we're like comparing him to, you know, Ron Wolf, and no, Ted Thompson really would probably have been closer to. I mean, what did Ted Thompson do before he took over for Wolf? I guess he did okay.
I mean, took over for Sherman, but yes,
correct. But it's not, you know, it's not like it's crazy stuff. Like, he could do it. I mean, but to me, there's just no evidence of it. And so that's the dilemma of good, but not good enough. Right? I mean, that.
Yeah, I would just say this, and Tausch, we'll move forward here in a minute. But I do agree with you on one point. And that
yeah,
is
that.
Your Mariucci comparison, as of right now, looks exactly on point.
Right.
Wow.
The problem is the comparison is over because there's no sixth year to compare the two. They moved on from Mariucci. And I would say that it was not a wise move. The benefit the Packers have will be that they will not move on. The 49ers brought in, I think, Erickson or somebody. They would have been better off to keep Mariucci. Now, he failed
Correct.
Terribly in Detroit, but so the Packers have, it would appear, made the wiser move by staying with him and seeing if he can prove me wrong.
Tausch, I don't feel like that's a controversial position. Like, they both won a lot of games. Mooch went to an
yeah.
NFC Championship game,
at
lost
the very
it to the
beginning.
Packers.
Yeah, at the
yeah,
very
I didn't
beginning.
Say it
His
was
first
controversial.
Year,
I just. Anytime you agree with Homer, I'm a little taken back. That's
controversial.
All.
Yeah. That is controversial.
Yeah.
It does
yeah.
not happen often, that's for sure. All right, Homer, you got God Talk to record again today?
We're working on God Talk. There are so many players now. Like, they're saying one of the reasons that Ohio State won is because of Jesus Christ, that they all – I didn't know that they were faithful, but we've had all these players. The Notre Dame quarterback, by the way. The public part of expressing your faith in a very elevated manner has become almost the norm now. And so that's great. So yeah, there, I got to work 24/7 to line these people up. Everybody clearly wants to be a part of my faith.
Well,
good. Except for except for Tausch. Tausch hasn't changed.
How does God choose which team to root for when there's a lot of believers on both teams?
Are you asking my personal opinion?
I am, yeah. Mm-hmm. You're the theologian.
No, he doesn't pick a team at all. It makes people feel better about themselves. We are all at our best when we're a part of something that we believe is bigger than we are. That starts with a faith and can go on to a team. Coaches have now used that. So it makes teams play better. It makes them think better. But no, I do not believe, other than the Packers, of course, that God has ever selected one team. You know the great story about, I think it was John Elway, that he said he went to heaven and he saw this huge house.
What?
And he saw this huge Denver Bronco house. And he says, wow, God, thanks. That's where it's going to be when I'm here forever. And he looks over and he goes, that Packer house, that's even bigger. And he says, God, what's the deal? Why does Brett Favre have a bigger house than me? God goes, that's not Brett Favre's house. That's my house. Oh, yeah. Isn't that good?
Thanks, Homer.
Bye.
Am I the only one who's lost?
I don't know.
I feel like God would have been rooting for Notre Dame.
Well, you would think. I do not want to get into a theological.
I was rooting for Notre Dame. I think most people were rooting for Notre Dame. Between the two.
Not our buddy Wally from the Damn Sports Show, though. He made it very clear his allegiance.
Well, yeah, like if he's an Ohio State, he's an Ohio guy. Like if you're not an Ohio guy, you're rooting for Notre Dame in that game the other night.
One would think. All right, that's we appreciate Homer stopping by and leaving us with that John Elway goes to heaven joke, I think. We leave you to end the 10 o'clock hour, reminding you that if you want to get caught up on every Bucks game, and I think, did I see this right, that their game in New Orleans has been postponed per our friend Justin Garcia, our Bucks buddy?
JG, because of 3 inches of snow?
Snowed out?
JG has shared that information. It has not been shared officially by either team or the NBA yet, so we're still waiting on official confirmation, but Justin Garcia, the first to report that tonight's game has been postponed in New Orleans.
Well, that means the Bucks in six recap of tonight's game is going to be shorter than 6 minutes because there will be no game to recap. But from the biggest plays on the court to the comments made in the locker room after, get an in-depth recap of every Bucks game that actually gets played in 6 minutes. No more, no less. Bucks in six on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. If you missed any of the game or you just want to relive the biggest moments, Bucks in six provides game recaps every morning after. Hear the high-flying dunks from Giannis or the deep threes from Dame and catch the comments post-game about what happened on the court. Bucks in six on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. Find it now on bucks.com/plus or on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
The Milwaukee Bucks. The New Orleans Pelicans.
Great bounce pass to Giannis, and he sends it down with a reverse jam.
Tonight on Madison's home of the Bucks, 100.5 ESPN.
He's got a Chevrolet that don't
has arrived. Watching a video from our buddy Sylvie as they get ready for the start of his news conference. You know who else is in attendance besides Sylvie? Caleb Williams.
Waddle.
I don't know if I see Waddle in here. See a lot of the
app.
Chicago Woody. Glitterati of the media.
Caleb Williams is going to the press conference?
He's in the front row. I must be in the front row.
Is that weird?
I don't know. But he's there. And he's not the only player. There's a few other players as well. Things are getting interesting.
Is he going to be good?
Let's start the 11 o'clock hour there. Is the Ben Johnson hire scare you as a Packers fan? Since he is being introduced today, as it becomes, I mean, it's already official, but he will be taking questions from the Chicago media here momentarily. Tausch, you will get the first chance to answer that question after you tell us about Fortrea and we kick off the 11 o'clock hour.
Well, if you got to pay for a new head coach and you need a little extra spending cash, head over to Fortrea. They'll get you a little cash. Healthy adults, ages 18 to 60, BMI of 18 to 32. Study is 2 stays, 15 nights, 7 follow-ups, $13,820 for your time and participation. Head over to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's Fortrea, F-O-R-T-R-E-A, clinicaltrials.com.
The 11 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes, just like Ben Johnson's press conference is underway. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.